pleasure.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here, surrounded by so many like-minded individuals, all looking to optimize their health and wellness journeys, as well as, obviously spread that to their clients, their colleagues, their friends. So today we'll be discussing about VO2 max and resting metabolic rate, which to some might be a very new topic, to others it might be a very foundational topic, depending on your background as well as really your perception of what is a foundational component to health. So to give you a bit of an introduction, my name is George. I've been with Pnoe for the past 4.5 years, primarily involved in both the business development standpoint, but also looking at implementation strategies, but also as anyone who is engaged in their field of expertise, learned the depth of knowledge around longevity, anti-aging, as well as all the correlated services. So to anyone who's having trouble pronunciating this, it's called Pnoe. And to give you a bit of an introduction on the company, Pnoe was founded 7 years ago. We've been commercially active for the past 6. And within these 6 years, our main focus has been the U.S. market. And no offense to any European clinics, candidates and whatnot, as well as myself being European, the U.S. seems to be 10 years ahead on every front when it comes to new technology implementation, and especially in the field of longevity. So this gave us a great advantage in the U.S. We've been working with more than 4,000 health and wellness providers so far. And they range from very strict medical facilities, such as Mount Sinai's cardiology department, which uses metabolic testing in its primary use case, which is the CPET testing, cardiopulmonary exercise testing. A wide range of fitness and wellness facilities, such as Equinox, the world-renowned high-end gym chain, which recently launched a $40,000 a year anti-aging program, and a wide range of wellness centers and sports performance and rehabilitation spaces. So anything from Red Bull Racing, the Formula One team, to wellness centers like Restore Hyper Wellness, which primarily focus on red light, cryo, PMF, and IVs. So why am I conveying all of these great affiliates to you? Obviously not to brag about them, although we are very proud of our partners, but primarily to convey how adaptable our ecosystem is. But before we get into the implementation of the ecosystem itself, I'd like to share a bit more about what VO2max and resting metabolic rate is on a foundational basis. So has anyone heard of VO2max? Unless you weren't paying attention to the previous talk, which they did mention VO2max, and resting metabolic rate. Okay, so I see a few hands. That's great. Okay, so VO2max is an exercise test, an exertion test, by in which an individual is either on a stationary bike or a treadmill, and the objective is to reach your peak exhaustion point. So this individual would be cycling or running or even rowing in order to be able to get to their full exhaustion point, and then they would continue wearing the mask for another couple of minutes so we can also track their recovery. So obviously how they come back down to their standard metrics. Now, VO2max testing has been around for a very long time. So it's been around for the best part of 100 years. So it's very well established in research centers, education institutions, hospitals, but it hasn't been very widely used in a commercial sense. So you don't go into a wellness center or a med spa and see VO2max testing being offered as often as you would see other services. And the reason being is that it's traditionally a very cumbersome assessment. It's quite exhausting for the client as well. And it's not something which you would often correlate to the more, easy treatments that you lay down, for example, in a red light bed or you go into a cryo chamber. And we'll get into that a bit later as well. Now, VO2max testing has been evaluated for, as I said, for many years, but the American Thoracic Association and the American Heart Association named VO2max the number one most important longevity predictor and the most important component in decreasing all-cause mortality. And it makes sense because what it's measuring is how much oxygen you're able to absorb. So to put it simply, you could stop eating for a month, you'd likely survive. You could stop drinking water for a few days or a week and you would likely survive. But if you stop breathing, you'd be dead in a few minutes. So the reality is that we're very dependent on oxygen, and the way we utilize oxygen is of the utmost importance. Now, that is the VO2 max test, which shows us how much oxygen per milliliter per kilogram of body weight we're able to absorb, and it also dives into a few other metrics, such as your training zones. So obviously, when you're exercising within each of your five zones, whether you use fats or carbs, we're also looking at your oxygen and carbon dioxide input and output. We're looking at your energy expenditure at a state of exercise. But there is also a very foundational component to our health, which is the resting metabolic rate assessment. And it's self-explained as obviously the energy expenditure at a state of rest. And a lot of you might confuse it with basal metabolic rate. So you've probably done a body composition analysis test and it says, you know, you burn 2,131 calories at a state of rest. Now, bear in mind, basal metabolic rate is an estimation of your energy expenditure based on your age, weight, height, and gender. And the issue with this is that it doesn't have all components taken into account. So for example, we see a lot of people who within the body mass index fall into the obesity range because they're very muscular. And people consider that to be obviously obese when in reality they're just very heavy because muscle mass weighs more than fat mass. Or in other cases, the estimation based on age, weight, height, and gender does not take into account body composition, which if you have a higher level of muscle, you'd obviously burn more calories. So the only clinically accurate way to measure metabolic rate is through indirect calorimetry and specifically resting metabolic rate through breath analysis. So what we're measuring is how much oxygen and carbon dioxide is being inhaled and how much is being exhaled. And you can think of this as an emissions test. Obviously, how much carbon dioxide you're emitting is relevant to how much energy you're utilizing. Now, you probably see here that we also have a few other metrics which are being displayed around your cognition, your cardiovascular, your respiratory, your cellular health, and the postural analysis. Our respiratory, cardiovascular, and metabolic system is very much interconnected. So for example, when doing a resting or active test with PNOE, we're not only looking at these two singular biomarkers, we're able to evaluate 23 different metrics. And this enables us to define, for example, if someone is hyperventilating, that there is a reduction in cognitive response due to oxidation of the brain. Or, for example, if you utilize more fats than carbs in your fat-burning efficiency, this indicates better mitochondrial function as cells require oxygen and fats to thrive. And then, of course, because we are also measuring your heart rate variability, and sympathetic and parasympathetic activation, we're also diving into metrics relative to your cardiovascular health, your nervous system, and, of course, your respiratory health, considering that we are measuring things such as tidal volume of breathing, or your respiratory coordination, or your expiratory power. So, not to bombard you with any more of these extensive biomarkers, the point is that we are able to provide a system which is able to screen one's underlying physiology in a very holistic and insightful way. And this enables providers, first and foremost, to be able to provide more information to their clients, but also enables clients to take information which is actionable. So if you were to go and do a traditional resting metabolic rate and VO2 max test, you would get an indication of VO2 max. If you're moderately healthy, you would get, let's say, a VO2 max of 37 or 47. And if you were to get your resting metabolic rate of 2,000 calories, you would leave the clinic and you'd probably say, well, they told me I'm in decent health. There's not much I should do about this. And you continue leading your lifestyle as you were before. And the biggest consideration, which is not taken into account, is the fact that as we age, our metrics do deteriorate naturally. So it's not a matter of only increasing our VO2 max and increasing our metabolic rate in order to be able to maintain a healthy physiology. It's also very important that as we age, we preserve our biomarkers. So being able to have access to this information also gives you a sense of priority on what you need to do and how you can go about doing it. So this is what a traditional metabolic analyzer looks like. And as you can see, actually, even this image on the big screen is smaller than what it is in reality, which is quite funny considering it's already quite big. So this is what you would find in an exercise physiology lab. This requires a specific amount of attendance, considering that, first of all, the unit itself is very expensive. So if anyone here is saying, great, I want to offer metabolic testing, if you were to go and buy a traditional metabolic analyzer, so this is the gold standard, the COSMED Quark CPET device, and it's a $50,000 stationary unit. It requires a fixed location with a treadmill next to it, and you're going to pay about $50,000 for the device itself. And this doesn't take into account other factors. Whilst what we've managed to do is we've created a fully portable, cloud-based and clinically accurate device. So we'll go into the validation a bit further later on, but we are validated against the gold standard to be equally as accurate, as well as being the most accurate portable unit on the market. So the fact that you have a smaller device, which is easier to use and is significantly more affordable, does not jeopardize the clinical grade accuracy. So this is what the device looks like on a harness, and bear in mind, this is an image of someone doing the active test. And we also have the software all embedded within the app. So this means you don't need to have a large computer which will be retrieving the data live. It all goes into the cloud. And then instead of you having to hire an exercise physiologist, a sports scientist, or a registered dietitian for that matter, you can actually outsource all the heavy lifting to us. So instead of paying a full-time salary, the data goes into the cloud, and we have our own team of account management, which consists of an analyst, a member of our scientific division as well, and the account manager themselves, which handle the business relationship, the scientific component, as well as the analysis. So once the data is analyzed, we can also make this information actionable through nutrition and exercise programming through our app. So instead of having then another professional, which is another salary to take into account, we provide all of the auxiliary support through our app. So this means that, first of all, your overhead is significantly lower. And even if you were to say, well, I have a background in exercise physiology, I have a cardiologist on site, I have a registered dietitian within my practice, the reality is that if these people have the capacity to analyze and interpret this data themselves, it's a significant workload. So this would either lead to the opportunity cost of having to analyze and interpret the data internally and then spend the time conveying it to the clients, or instead just simply outsourcing it to us. So at a click of a button, you would basically be able to order the auxiliary services, the data would be analyzed by us, and then we would be even able to walk your clients through the results in the form of a virtual consultation. So with regards to the device itself, everything fits within a briefcase. So another important component to our ecosystem is that it's fully portable. And I understand that a lot of you, if you're based in Monaco, might be working with ultra-high net worth individuals which may not want to leave the comfort of their own home. So this gives you a great opportunity to offer a more concierge service by taking this to the client's home. We had an individual before who was mentioning that this would be a perfect fit for Monaco Yacht Show, for example, because now it's all about being able to provide these sort of bioptimization services in any environment and ensure that they have this level of service, whether on a yacht, whether in their home, or whether in the clinic. And being able to do this whilst maintaining the same level of clinical grade accuracy is a great advantage. And we work, apart from the thousands of clinics, with a lot of educational institutions. And our validation study was conducted by the Veterans Affairs Department, the US, Georgetown, and Rutgers University on an independent basis. And we work with a plethora of other universities, including San Diego State, MIT, UCLA, University of Virginia. So also very well established in the research segment as well. So just to recap what we've discussed so far, the process is very simple. The client comes into the practice, or you go to the client's home, you run the test, whether it's a resting or an active test, and it takes 10 minutes from start to finish. Of course, if you're doing a VO2 max test on an Olympian or a very fit individual, it might take a bit more time for them to wear out. So that might be 12 to 18 minutes if they're that fit. But most people would be around the 10-minute mark. The data goes into the cloud, we analyze and interpret the data for you and create a very comprehensive report, And then we also provide the consultation either in a virtual form, which means that we jump onto a call with your clients and explain the information to them, or you have the opportunity to do this in-house, and we even provide an AI guide, which is essentially a printout, which gives you the opportunity to go through that information in more detail. And then we also have the programming, which is inclusive of nutrition programming, exercise programming, and even bio-optimization programming. And this means that your clients will be able to fully integrate this information as part of their lifestyle. Now, the sample reports, for anyone who's interested, at the end of the talk, there will be a QR code, which we can connect, and I'll be able to share with you all of the reports. You can go through them in detail. We don't have enough time to convey all of the information in each report. But there are a few things that I would like to mention with regards to the layout of the report. In a lot of cases, you've probably done a lot of lab work, blood, urine, saliva, stool, DNA testing, whatever that might be, and your clients will look at this information and primarily see if they fall within the parameters of good health. And that is great, but apart from the fact that that's the only information that gives them peace of mind, they don't really know what to do about it further on. So each report starts with an overview page where we convey to the client, as with every other panel, if they fall within that good range. And then within the report, each of these metrics is further analyzed to convey to the client what it shows, how it's measured, and then also what they can do about this. And what we mean by what they can actually do about this is not only relevant to their lifestyle, their nutrition, and their exercise, which for anyone in the field of longevity knows that that is the foundation of longevity. You can start from the simple things, such as eating a healthy diet, exercising, and avoiding the bad habits, such as smoking and excessive drinking, for example. And we can also customize the report, brand it, and correlate it to your own business and to your own auxiliary services. So with the room next to us, there are a lot of great bio-optimization services, hyperbarics, red light, PMF, and the list goes on. We've validated actually more than 50 services, such as cryo, IVs, and a lot of our affiliates utilize these reports as an anchor point to be able to upsell auxiliary services. And why do they do this? They do this because anyone who goes into a bio-optimization center on a reactive basis goes in order to feel better. So the minute they jump into a cryotherapy chamber and there's an endorphin release, they feel fantastic, or they have an IV and they feel slightly better because they've been hydrated, then they no longer see the need for continuous use of the service. And this is why we see a lot of great bio-optimization centers really suffer with client retention. The reason being is that someone comes in and they go out and they don't come back again because it's purely reactive rather than proactive. So using this report as a map or as a compass is a great way for you to convey to the client at the entry point of the business that these are your metrics and this is what you need to do about it in a very specific and structured way, which enables you to have, for example, recurring revenue, better client retention, and ultimately higher levels of client satisfaction. But because I did also mention blood analysis, urine, DNA, stool testing, and all of these other biomarkers, a lot of people come up to me and say, how is PNOE different or better than a specific biomarker or another form of testing? And the reality is that there is no specific biomarker or an additional form of testing which is clinically validated that is better or worse. It's all relevant to what you're looking to find, and the more data you have, the better it actually is. So we also created a health dashboard, which is the provider-facing software that enables you to integrate more than 225 biomarkers. So you go onto the dashboard, you take all of the files from a specific client, you drag and drop the file into the extraction system, and you will be able to have a full overview of all of the different biomarkers that your clients have actually tested for. So this enables you to further integrate data. It gives you even more leverage to look at things either in correlation or in a contradicting fashion, so you can further research, you know, why this client might have a specific symptom or a root cause. And it also gives you a great advantage with regards to data visualization, data consolidation, and client outcomes. So what you can also do, which is great, is when you have the app, and you want to recommend a specific buy optimization service, you're probably thinking, this is all very useful information, but at the end of the day, I don't have the time to sit with every single client and explain to them that they need to do X, Y, or Z. So we have even created a standardized logic builder where you go into the platform, you can correlate a specific deficiency to a beneficial bio-optimization service, and this instantly recommends it either through the report or through the app itself. So say, for example, someone has a low resting metabolic rate below what we saw before the 20% marker, we could recommend cryotherapy. Someone has low fat burning efficiency, we could recommend red light therapy. Low recovery capacity, compression therapy. So this means that there is an automated process in place, but through a clinical provision. And this can also be developed when we're talking about hormone replacement therapy, TRT, when we're looking at peptides, or when we're looking at a medically assisted weight loss program. Because also resting metabolic rate is very important in being able to prescribe GLP-1s and ensure that the client is eating the right amount of calories, right? So when we are administering a GLP-1, we need to pair it with the optimal caloric and micronutrient needs and constantly monitor this through retesting once every 2 to 3 months. So every time the client comes back and gets retested, we provide them with a revised recommendation through our standardized logic, which aligns well with their current state and obviously helps them to continue evolving and developing better health. And this all funnels into not only the nutrition programming, it funnels into the training program, but also the bio-optimization protocols, which are all accessible through the interface. So just to recap again, there's a few separate components. We have the dashboard from the software side, which is the provider-facing view. We also have the standardized logic, which enables you to create the plans, and then our application, as well as our AI, enables you to make this information actionable so you can reduce the onboarding time with patients, as well as consultation hours, but also really scale without increasing human capital involvement. And then finally, just to show you what this looks from a client perspective, the app has essentially four different sections. The first is the area where the clients can actually visualize all the information. And this is the area which Apple Watch, Garmin, Fitbit, Aura, and Whoop is fully integrated. So this means your clients don't have 3 million apps to review every different biomarker, but rather a centralized system. The training is with more than 500 videos created by our own health coaches. So this eliminates the need for a personal trainer or a health coach on site. So this is something your clients can follow on an independent basis or with their own trainer. And then the bio-optimization services. And then a final point on the nutrition, being an international company and also our foundational market being the US, as you understand, we've worked with clients from every different origin, every background, and every limitation. So this means that we do not provide you with a bland and boring personalized nutrition plan, as a lot of companies claim, and they offer you, a chicken, quinoa, broccoli salad every day until you want to stop dieting and you go have a burger. So instead, what we do is we take into account your preferences. So for example, the type of cuisine you would like, maybe your ethnic origin of cuisine, intolerances, allergens, or restrictions such as religious belief. And we can even go into as much detail as taking into account all of these things together. So just recently we had a client who likes Indian cuisine but is primarily pescatarian, but also wants to build muscle mass, so it's quite hard to find the right components. So our team of dietitians actually created a pescatarian lentil curry, which also is paired with rice, which creates the perfect amino profile for protein synthesis. So that's the level of personalization we can go through. And then you also have the client monitoring, so you can keep your clients accountable as well and ensure that they're not only engaging in this process for the sake of doing so, but rather in order for them to have that level of accountability that when you call them and you say, well, you haven't been logging your foods, you haven't been working out, you haven't been going through this, and they'll say, yes, well, the kids, and I'm going through a divorce, or I'm having a very hard time at work. But at the end of the day, that is what brings clients back. The fact that you are proactive in being able to assist them with their programming in order for them to also continue using your services. So that's pretty much it. We do have a couple of minutes if anyone would like to ask any questions, whether from a scientific standpoint or from a business implementation standpoint. And by all means, if anyone is shy to do so now, we are next door as well if someone wants to get tested and go through the experience themselves as well.
Fabulous. But first, a big round of applause. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
F. Harry Stopoli.
Paragallo. Thank you.